Hello, hello, and welcome to the Self-Help Podcast. I'm your host, Kayla, and today we are on episode 6 of this podcast, and I'm super excited. I was going for a walk this morning and actually got inspired to talk about this specific topic, which is time. Time does not exist. It exists in our physical 3D realm, but on a grand scheme of things, time is not a thing. Like, it just isn't. But what I do want to mention is that it also exists, okay? So it exists if you allow it to exist. And this is the topic of today's episode. First, I want to address that I'm actually very grateful for time. I'm grateful for clocks. I'm grateful for the fact that we have a tool to measure time so that we can be on time for certain things, if that makes sense. So for instance, you know, when people have jobs to go to or people have appointments, there's a specific time that you meet. You know, if time didn't exist, we would literally be like, okay, hey, can you meet me when the sun is like right here and just pay attention to that for me, please? Yeah, no. Like, at least we have clocks, we have time, we can meet up with people at certain times. Now, what I will say though is time and the concept of time can get in the way of other things, of other obligations. And what I mean by this is when I was establishing like a morning routine and night routine, and I wanted to get up at a certain time, let's just go with this for example. I wanted to get up at a certain time of day, and I would give myself like really unrealistic expectations for somebody who used to wake up at 1 p.m., right? I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna wake up at 4 a.m. tomorrow and start my journey of like being a better person. Like, I don't know. So I would tell myself that I would wake up at this most unrealistic time, right? And it's funny looking back at it now, but like at the time I was like dead serious. Like, I was just like, I'm gonna wake up at 4 a.m. And then when I didn't wake up at 4 a.m., I'd be very angry with myself. And I also would not even go about my morning routine. I would just get up, get ready, and leave. Like, that's the thing. And so now what I've decided to do and what I had to come to the point of realizing is, you know what? I don't have to wake up at a specific time every morning. Some people do because they have jobs that they have to go to. I understand that. But for me personally, I don't have anywhere to go. Like, I work from home. This is my space, okay? If you're watching on YouTube, like, I'm at home right now in front of my couch filming a podcast. So being that I work from home, time doesn't necessarily have to matter to me. I used to like time block my schedule and be very structured, and I used to just take the time very seriously, if that makes sense, which I think is good in some cases, but again, it was hindering my growth in one aspect, because this was like years ago, but when I did set that unrealistic expectation for myself that I would wake up at 4 a.m. every day, and I didn't meet that, then I just would not do my morning routine because I would say, okay, I can only complete this morning routine if I wake up at 4 a.m., which doesn't make any sense, but yeah. And so lately, I have stepped out of the structure that I set for myself. And I used to wake up at 6 a.m. It was like 5 or 6 a.m., depending, but I would definitely be out of bed by 6 a.m. And I would force myself to do that, even if I didn't get enough sleep. And by forcing myself to do that, I would then sometimes lose out on sleep, and I would then, you know, be miserable in the morning, not really want to wake up because I wanted more sleep. And it caused me to hate my mornings. Even though I had a morning routine that I loved, it started to make me hate waking up in the morning because I knew I had to be up at a certain time. But nobody was setting that expectation for myself but myself. And lately, I have allowed myself to wake up a little bit later. And now I naturally wake up around the hours between like 7 and 8. And that's just what it naturally is for me. And I don't feel guilty about it anymore. I used to feel guilty about having a slow morning and taking my time in the morning and not starting my day until 12 p.m., right? Like, this morning, I had a very slow morning, and this has been happening lately. Like, I take my morning routines very, like, seriously in the sense of I'm going to spend time with myself, and I'm just going to have a relaxing morning to start my day. I'm not going to get up and just start working right away, right? And so lately, I've been waking up around 7 or 8, no alarm. My cat wakes me up because she's hungry, but no alarm, at least. My cat just tries to beat the shit out of me every morning, so that's how I wake up. Wish I was joking. But yeah, so I wake up at 7 to 8 a.m. I also pushed my cat's food back to 8 a.m. So it used to be 6 and now it's 8 because it just fits better with my schedule that way and with the way I naturally wake up. By doing this, I allow myself to go about my morning routine very slowly, not having to be done with something at a certain time and not having to, you know, have that structure, so to speak. And I'm someone who does thrive in structure. I think a lot of people do, but in this sense, I had to create a space for myself where I'm excited to wake up in the morning. And if that means waking up a little bit later and then making my smoothie and dancing, then fine. But if I have to wake up at 5 or 6 a.m. and I'm just not feeling it and it's still dark outside, the sun hasn't even rose yet, and I'm forcing myself to make a smoothie and dance, it's way worse to force yourself to do that than to do it when you actually want to do it. And I know that this isn't possible for everybody, but I hope you get something from this, because I realized that when I was walking in the park this morning, I was like, time doesn't exist. And when I don't look at the clock, I feel a lot less stressed. I feel a lot less pressured to get things done. I don't have to start my workday at 9 a.m. I used to have a 9-to-5 job, and that conditioned me to start my workday at 8 or 9 a.m. And I would rush through my morning routine, even though now I don't have a 9-to-5 job. I would rush through my morning routine so that I could start working, and it just made absolutely no sense because I have so much time in the day. Like, why am I rushing? It makes no sense to rush. And I literally now started just not looking at the clock at all. Like, when I go to the gym, I don't know what time it is, okay? I don't know what time it is when I go to the gym. It's probably like 9 or 10 a.m. or something, okay? And I don't know what time it is when I'm doing my makeup. Today, I started filming, because I filmed a different video before this, I started filming at, I don't know what time, but probably like 1 p.m. And that, in the past, if I heard myself say that, it would drive me insane. Because I would say, no, you need to work while everyone else is working in the morning and before everyone else is working in the morning so that you can get 10 steps ahead. And that just makes absolutely no sense, because like, we all have the same amount of time in a day, right? That's something that we all can agree on. We all have the same amount of time, and it's up to us what we do with that time. And in that sense, when I was walking in the park this morning on my little stroll, I was just like, you know what? I can come here at any time of day, and it doesn't close, you know? Now, there's certain places that you have to plan ahead and schedule yourself to go at a certain place if it closes at a specific time, which is great, again, because, you know, people can't work forever. People can't be at stores forever, right? So it is the time structure and the concept of time is very good in that aspect of being able to have stores open and close at certain hours and, you know, have people work at certain hours if they need to go to a job. But if you don't have a 9-to-5 job and if you have all of this time, your time is like your most valuable thing that you have, and that is my number one value, is my time. And I don't play around when it comes to my time and what I do with it. And in every moment, I'm always thinking, what would my higher self do in this moment? And my higher self always does what she wants to do, when she wants to do it. And of course, I don't necessarily like want to go to the gym, but I do want to go to the gym to feel those dopamine hits afterwards. So, you know, I'm not saying like I want to do everything that I do on a daily basis, but it's the time that I do it that makes it that much more enjoyable. And I enjoy dancing in the morning so much more when the sun is up and when I can see the sky, you know, when I can see the buildings and not feel like it's like the middle of the night. So that's just something that I kind of went through this morning, is like realizing like, you know what? Time is just such an interesting concept, because I feel like time can definitely control us in certain aspects, and we are conditioned to be controlled by time. And it makes absolutely no sense, because it's literally like a man-made construct of when we need to do certain things. It just doesn't exist. Like, the clock exists, but it doesn't at the same time. If you take away setting appointments, if you take away going to a 9-to-5 job, if you take away going to the store when it opens, what is time useful for? What is time useful for? It's useful for knowing when the sun is about to go down and when the sun's about to come up, and that's pretty much it. But without the concept of time itself and without the clock, we would just be watching the sun. Our bodies would just naturally adapt to time, to the infinite time. I actually don't really have much else to say about this. And I know this podcast episode is kind of shorter than what it usually is. It usually runs about like 25 to 30 minutes. So I just felt that there was so much value in saying that, because I feel like sometimes we forget that time is just a man-made construct, and we have been like adapting to this concept of time and letting time rule our lives, when we really do have all the power and we are able to control what we do with our time. I just wanted to say that. And if that means that this podcast episode has to be a little bit shorter, that's totally fine with me. Sorry that it's not as long as it usually is, but yeah, I just feel like there's no sense of rambling about time when I've said all I needed to say. So thank you so much for watching the 6th episode of the Self-Help Podcast, and I'm so, so grateful that you decided to listen today. And leave a comment down below what you love to do with your time. What is that one thing that you have to do like as soon as you wake up in the morning? Love you lots, and I will see you in the next episode. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day.